Harih Om. Sahana Vavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahavirjan Karabhavahai, Tejasvinavaditamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Ke Chaitanya Upanayanam Natya Shastra, chapter 26, Special Representation, Chitrabhinaya. Adhyaya Prakashika. Chitrabhinaya is special representation of particular objects and ideas with the hand gestures. It creates a pictorial effect because it conjures up impressions like a painting. It deals with those aspects of representation which have not been covered in other chapters. The earlier chapters on Angika Abhinaya enlisted the limbs, the way they should be moved, and their uses, Vinayoga. But in this chapter, Bharat Muni explains how the idea should be conjured up by executing the hand gestures in a particular manner. Right, the other's just showing that this hand, you can move your hands like this, 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 and that. But now he's showing how to use those to get something done. Mm-hmm. Like that. So before it was just the technical point, and this is then. Thus one will be able to conceptualize the seasons, clouds, rain, planets, stars, moonlight, happiness, and others, and such others, being represented. Others such.
Etc. Can just put more
instead of. Yeah, there is a way of using that. That others and such, but I think there has to, I can't remember the phrase. Other. Yeah, then it would be moonlight, happiness, and other such representations through hands and other angas, if you want to use that. Otherwise, like you said, happiness, etc., being represented through. You understand? You have to change the. Hence, it is essential to know the concepts of all Abhinayas quite thoroughly for creating the right kind of theatrical presentation, which will succeed in creating the desired rasanubhava, or aesthetic relish in the spectator, which is the purpose of the dramatic art. Right? So all these things are being brought together. It's just that these are all the tools. Right? So we have the costume was there, how it is, the facial expressions, now we have the hand, the stance, and all these things go together to create then that, what I said, rasanubhava in the audience. That's what you're trying to affect. Mm-hmm. And so that's what has to be obtained. So even if you have less facility, you still have to attain that. Yes. So if that focuses on that, then you'll see how to obtain that through whatever we have. It's just like if your idea is to cook something that's palatable, like that and edible, then no matter what's in the kitchen, you'll figure out some way to do that.
Yes.
But if you don't know, you just think it's technical points, then you'll just do technical things and that's it. Yes. Does that make sense? Yeah? Shloka Anusharanam. Verse 1, definition of Chitrabhinaya. 45 to 64, general directions for the representation of emotional states. 81 to 92, types of monologues and secret speeches. 93 to 100, repetition of and suspension of words and gestures. 16 to 129, general directions for actors and playwrights. Right, because the playwright has to have an idea of what can be, he has to visualize what would happen. Mm-hmm. Then the actors have to be able to catch that and then represent it. Mm-hmm. Right, because then, depending upon, I'm not sure if in the Vedic they would give direction or if it's understood, because certain rasas are there, it's understood and the director will figure it out. But a lot of times in the plays, if they want some particular effect, the playwright will actually put it in a note. That this then this happens, or
Yes.
Yeah. Definition of Chitrabhinaya. The speciality in the representation through gestures and the like, which occurs from time to time but has not been mentioned before, and when stated in diverse ways, is known as the varied or special representation, Chitrabhinaya. Right, so it's special. What hasn't been mentioned before, we're not talking about hand positions. It's how you use those now. Right? The application. 45 to 64. General directions for the representation of emotional states. In the representation of their own nature, men should assume the Vaishnava posture and women the Ayata or the Avahita postures in relation to appropriate actions. Right? So in that position, then you know that's who they are. Right? Other positions, then they'll be trying to explain things. Because there's a certain pose that whoever is posing like that, then you know that's what they are.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Because otherwise, that's the first thing, is to be able to figure out who something is. I mean, you do have the aspect of you're trying to create interest by things not being known. But the whole point is that all that time you can say is, okay, and then when we reveal, then it'll be, you'll get a taste. Okay, yes, that will happen. But then, and then what? Yeah. Unless you have another thing that you're not going to reveal, then you have to get a taste. And then how expert are you at that, and how long can you do that for?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Vedic concept is that you immediately know who everybody is and what's happening. In fact, there isn't there. It means there's a taste in not what's knowing what's going on, but there's also a taste in knowing what's going on and then watching it happen.
Yes.
You know, just like, let's say we're going to have a special program for somebody, right? Now that person doesn't know what's happening, but everybody else does. Or even if not everybody else does, but the person arranging and maybe one or two close friends, they know exactly what's going to happen. And so their taste is watching it unfold.
Yes.
Right? So it is also a taste. And that taste is considered more. It means, which would you want to be? The one that doesn't know anything or the one that knows what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Right? If it's happening to you.
Yes, I prefer to know.
Yes, so that's the whole point, is that's the Vedic. It's a higher taste. It's a deeper, more intense taste. The other one, yeah, you can leave it on edge. No one knows anything the whole way through. And then at one point that's revealed, but that's it. That's the only thing, is that just what you were going, but you could have spent, let's say you spent half an hour doing that, you could have spent half an hour cultivating tastes.
Yes.
So that's the idea, is that then they have their own posture, their own this and that. That means in this, then you know this is who they are. You know, so if they come out and then they stand in a particular way, you know, okay, this is who they are. Then they can move and do everything. So you don't even have to explain everything, because you want to know, who's that guy? What does he do? You know, you're sitting there watching something, and the guy next to you, wait, what's that? Who's he? What's going on? You know, like that. So that's the thing, is it should be known. Like that. Does that make sense? But there, occurring special need for the same, other postures may also be introduced for the representation of different emotional states in special types of plays. So it may be their nature, but there's a particular emotional state that's going to be the prominent. Then you can use another posture.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? You have the nature of the person, and that's the general thing. And then through that, you'll see different states. But let's say, like he says, in a particular type of play, that's just that. Like, let's say there is, what was that? There's that special short play. It's like a short version of a Natika. Not Natika. What's the other?
Natika.
Yeah, the Natika. So the Natika means you have the Natika. Then you have the, what's the other one?
Prakarana.
Which means kind of a more kind of ordinary representation. Big, full, but ordinary. But, you know, general. The Natika is supposed to be something more divine, you know, something more celebrated. Then this will be a little bit more ordinary. Then the Natika is just taking a part of the ordinary. It's just basically the more sentimental, emotional, romantic aspect. And so you may have a king But it's not about his kingly nature and his valor. It's about what is the particular mood that's in this natika. Mm-hmm. So then his posture will maybe just reflect that. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So it doesn't have to show his full range of what his nature is. It just has to show the specific one that's important for that drama. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
But Maharaj, why we say that the man should assume the Vaishnava posture and the woman the Ayata and the Vaita?
It probably just matches more masculine and more feminine stances.
Standard posture for a man is Vaishnava.
Yeah, it means it's the standard posture. It means I can't tell you exactly what they are. Mm-hmm. But what they're meaning is that you have these different postures. And so the men's posture, that will bring out their mood.
Yeah.
You know, and the other one will bring out the woman's mood. Does that make sense? Unless you're using special. It's just like, how does Vishnu stand? Straight.
Yes.
How does Krishna stand?
Tribhanga.
Now, women in their natural form, how do they stand?
They lean.
They'll lean. They'll always lean something that's more bendy.
Yes.
So, therefore, in that mood, dealing with the feminine nature, that's the Tribhanga. So it has a very specific.
Yes.
Well, if you're just taking that, here's God, here's that, you know, yes. Then you have that very formal.
Yes.
So in other words, the Vaishnava will be a bit more formal. So that matches the men, and then the other one matches women.
Okay.
You know. Okay. Does that make sense? Yeah. Because you don't see the full nature of the woman in the formal. You see
yes.
it in the informal.
Yes.
But the man, you can get the in the formal, you can get his nature.
Yes.
And then the informal is part of that.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Take that. So it's just that's just how natures work. Efforts of men should be characterized by patience as well as by sportive limbs, and those of women by delicate angaharas. Women's movement of hands, feet, and other limbs should be graceful, lalita, while men's movements of these should be restrained, dhira, as well as vehement, uddata. Right? They should be restrained and controlled or very energetic.
Yes.
While the women's ones will be very, very refined and very, you know, how they move, it'll be. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Because the point is you're trying to bring out the masculine mood, the feminine mood, because that's where the dynamic is, that their interaction. That's what's dynamic.
Yes.
If everyone's just the same, then, you know, what does it matter? Representation of the meaning of words are to be made different by men and women. I shall explain them in due order through the emotional states and consequence proper to them. Okay. Joy. For men, one should indicate his joy, Harsha, by embracing the other's body, by smiling eyes as well as horripilation. An actress, Nartaki, should indicate joy by sudden horripilation, tearful eyes, smiling, and a loving attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there'll be a difference in reaction. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Anger. One should indicate anger by upturned red eyes, biting of lips, deep breathing, and trembling of limbs. Jealous anger. Ir shakrodha of women should be indicated by tearful eyes, tremor of the chin and the lips, shaking of the head, knitting of the eyebrows, keeping silent, curling of the fingers, giving up garlands and ornaments, and assuming the ayata posture, stana. Yeah, because also then you go back to your position, who you are, because you're not in, it's formal. You know, I mean, it means it's the formal, means that's the feminine position, but it's not you're indicating anything else. You're just going back to who you are. And so then, sorrow. Men's sorrow should be indicated by much breathing and sighing, thinking with a downcast face, and speaking to the sky. Yeah, you don't speak down, you speak up. Yeah, that's far out. Women's sorrow should be indicated by weeping, sighing, striking the breast, falling on the ground, and striking the body against the ground. Crying, which has been mentioned before, as arising from tears of joy and from jealousy, should be applied in case of women and of inferior male characters. Right? So joy and jealousy. Nearly keeping silent, giving up guard. So actus, joy, sudden horripilation, smiling, okay. Crying, no. So, yeah. So it's just that you'll see is that they'll have that more emotional state.
Yes, yes.
You know, because the idea is the hero always has that, is showing more strong, good qualities. While a general character can be using less.
Yes.
Not that there might be incidents where that character doesn't have that, but that's not what's shown in this particular drama. Right? Mm-hmm. Like that. Men's fear. Men's fear should be indicated by acts of consternation, sambrama, and of dismay, udvega, fall of weapons from their hand, as well as patience, excitement, and force. Women's fear should be... Why does it say men's fear here if it's... we're showing both. It's just the fear. Take out the men's. Women's fear should be indicated by eyes with moving eyeballs, throbbing and shaking limbs, glancing sideways for fear indicating terrified heart, looking for someone to rescue them, weeping loudly and putting their arms around the dear ones staying close by. Then, is this going to do both?
No, the intoxicated of men is given before, I think. Intoxicated condition of men was given before, I think. So here,
given before where?
No. Which I omitted because of it was like much I think in the previous ones. Here it only says about women.
But it wasn't in this section.
No, it's not in
this. Oh. Okay, but they can put it as a footnote.
Yes.
So we know. Women's intoxicated condition. Intoxicated conditions which have been mentioned before should be applied to women and men of the inferior type. So then it's mentioned before, so it must have been given the various levels. So then you put that as a footnote. Women's intoxication should be indicated by delicately faltering movements, trying to grasp something, rolling of eyes, of uttering indistinct vilugna words and shaking of limbs. These are the rules to be followed in a theatrical production for the representation of men's or women's emotional states when occasion for this will arise. Take that last sentence and drop it out of this.
Yes.
In a theatrical production, the emotional states of women are all to be graceful, lalita, and that of men endowed with self-control and equanimity. No, so whatever it is, it always has to carry things like that. Then that's the training.
Yes.
So you see what that means. The women then will naturally be that way, and then you can refine it so it'll be graceful.
Yes.
The men's will tend to be like the feminine, you know, untrained. But then with training, then it becomes, like it says here, self-controlled and equanimity. So that means by training, then you come to this platform.
Yes.
Like that. Verses 81 to 92. Types of monologues and secret speeches. I shall now speak of the indication of, quote-unquote, speaking to the sky. Akasha Vachana, quote-unquote, speaking aside, Atmagata, quote-unquote, concealed speaking, Apavartika, and, quote-unquote, private personal address, Janantika, speaking to the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Addressing someone staying at a distance or not appearing in person or indirectly addressing someone who is not close by is called speaking to the sky. This mode of speaking will present the substance of a dialogue by means of replies related to various imaginary questions which may arise out of the play. So then he'll speak and he may come up with the questions. And so in other words, when you're speaking to someone who's not there, or it is a great distance, but, you know, how you say, I mean, you could have it, you're speaking at a distance and then there's a discussion. But otherwise, if it's on your own, then you're going to be... All you hear is what you're saying, right? In other words, even the person's at a distance, the people, the audience won't hear what that other person says. You have to say what is, you know, you have to speak in such a way you know what that person said.
Yes.
So Even if he's not there, the audience won't hear it. You have to say it. Or they're not there, and you're speaking as if, you know, yeah, you know, I do this, but then he would say like this, and that he always says like that. And then what, you know, like that, that kind of thing. No. Speaking aside, when overwhelmed with expressive joy, intoxication, madness, fit of passion, repugnance, fear, astonishment, anger, and sorrow, one speaks out words which were in one's mind, it is called speaking aside. This includes arguments. It is often used in plays like the Nataka. Like, so they're speaking aside, is that they'll just suddenly, they'll go out and just speak like that. So how others do in that, I'm not sure the general thing, but let's say in the Trivandrum plays, then when they do that, when they step out and speak, everybody else freezes. And so it makes it very focused on that, and then he speaks, you know, aside and all that. And then as he finishes, then he goes back, everything just starts moving again. So it's just as he speaks out, everything freezes, and as he moves, it's very dynamic. Mm-hmm. But they specifically do that in Trivandrum. You know, what others may use it, may not use it. You know, others would just be quiet and doing this and that, and they come aside and speak. That would also work. Yes. You know, it just means everything else is quiet. And then it works, or like that. That's more stylized, you know. Mm-hmm. So in any case, the point is they step aside and speak. Concealed speaking, apavartika is related to secrecy. You know, the one is what you're thinking, and the other is there's a point that's secret. Mm-hmm. You know, that it may be the same thing. Step to the side. And then you tell someone, yeah, but actually they don't know, you know, like that. So, in other words, the audience is let in on things because when they know the anticipation of it, how it's going to, like we said before, there's the idea of how it's going to end up. Like, but they drag you out and out and out and don't know when you're going to get there. But this one is you know what's going to happen, but how it's going to unfold, yes, you don't know.
Yes.
But you know what's going to happen, so you're clear when it does happen and you get the effect. Otherwise, the other one, you might reveal it, but because you've been hiding it all along, your revelation may not have been so obvious. Or it may have been a letdown. Or it can, you know, so many times people do this and it fails.
Yeah.
But here is if I tell you, okay, now I'm going to, let's say, I'm going to do a cartwheel and a double back flip. You know what I'm going to do. Now you watch to see if I do it or if I, you know, knock over the lamp and go through the window or, you know, stuff like that, you know. So you know, okay, how's this going to happen? So it's not a problem. But now if I just suddenly, you know, start doing it, you may not have caught it. You know, but I tell you, hey, watch this, you know, okay. Does that make sense? So these are things is that it's in his mind. Later up it will come out and others will realize it. Or he's letting you in on a secret. It's not just what he's thinking, but a secret. Then you know that as the unfolding. Oh, when's it going to happen? So you still have that anticipation, but you know what's going on. You know? Or it's just naturally at the point where it thinks you know what's going on. You know? Either way. So that's if you want to create that or what you want to do or, you know. So these are the different techniques you have.
Now, if make the audience more part of the drama.
That's the whole idea. If you're going to change their consciousness, they have to be part of the drama. They have to identify.
Yes.
That's the whole idea, is how to bring the audience in. That's the thing. How to bring them in so that they get that taste and improves their consciousness.
Yes.
So the idea is just how I'm going to express myself and everyone's going to think how fabulous it is. That's for Shudras.
Yes.
Like that. Playwrights is how to bring in the audience, how to bring the, you know, like this.
Yes.
Because you're trying to change the consciousness.
Yes. Yes.
Right? It means the producers, they're trying to get the same effect because they just want you to pay money. They couldn't care less what it does to your consciousness. So that's why then you see that all the things that they say don't do on stage, they do on stage because it's not supposed to be done and so it catches your attention. Well, if you do all the things that it says here, people won't think that it's a strange drama. It's just naturally. They'll catch what's going on and all that. And you do all the things that are not necessary. Those things just take up time. It's not necessary. Is that? Yeah. Private personal address. When out of necessity persons standing close by are supposed not to hear what is spoken to someone else, this constitutes private personal address. Janatika. So that may be on the whole stage, or somebody, someone else pulls someone else aside, and he does. Now the one is he's talking directly. Now he's talking to another person, but you're going to hear. That other person's not going to hear. And maybe after that, oh hey, what are you guys talking about? And then you know everybody knows exists, and the audience knows. So. Thinking within oneself, it relates to something within oneself, which is a matter of deliberation and feeling, and which is indeed a kind of speaking aside. You know, so thinking to oneself. So the one is that we saw the speaking aside, overwhelmed with emotion, right? Excessive joy, intoxication, madness, fit and fat, these things. Then you go and speak. But so this is another form of thinking aside, in which, you know what? But then this could happen and that. You're trying. So you're discussing it with in a way that the audience hears what you're thinking. You know, so in other words, the other one is what you're feeling. This is what you're thinking.
Yes.
You understand? So they're basically the same.
Yes.
Speaking in one's ears. Words in a play which are connected with secrecy should be spoken in one's ears, preceded by so-so. you know, so then you come over to the person, hey, like this, but then everybody else can be doing it. You know, I mean, it's the audience, right? When one is to speak from necessity of something which has occurred earlier, for avoiding repetition, this should be similarly spoken in one's ears. Right? So something needs to be said from before, so it'll be spoken in such a way that it doesn't have to be repeated as a performance. Mm-hmm. It's just something you need to remind everybody else of, so they make the connection.
Yes.
You know, but and these things are... Does that make sense? Yeah, so you see they're bona fide things. So you see, sometimes it hasn't been used for a long time, but now they're starting to use it a bit in the modern things where the lead person and all that will speak directly to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. So, you know, like that. And so it brings out so many things that you wouldn't know otherwise. It just has to be done very cleverly. That's all. You know. So that's the thing. Is that it, somebody will overdo it, and then everybody will throw it out. You know, it's just like, let's say, I don't know, like before it was like, you know, since the beginning of, you know, the Western, all the things, then music was so much part of it, you know, songs and everything like that, especially up in the 60s. But somehow in the 70s, it was kind of like, oh, no, these kind of musical, all this kind of stuff, they kind of, you know, we're more sophisticated than that. And then it just goes, and then they people say, oh, this genre is dead, you know, and say, yeah, people before. And then somebody brings it back and wins all the Academy Awards. Straight thing, you know, out there, you know, middle of, you know, how you say, you know, the highway, hundreds of cars backed up, they're dancing on top of the cars. And if you believe that, if you had done this a few years, but no, this won't happen. They won all the awards. So the whole point is these are bona fide techniques. Just some people overuse them, and that's all they got going for them in their presentation. And, you know, you do it once, you do it twice, and then no one wants to see it again. But if you just use it where it's necessary, then it can always be used by everybody. Does that make sense? Yeah. So that's the whole point, is that these are techniques to have. These aren't the play itself. These are techniques that can be used. Yeah. Without making any confusion among these, one should resort to speaking to the sky. Private personal address and speaking aside, which will relate sometimes to a visible or an invisible person, and sometimes to one's own self or to others. Right? So then these three are the main things. These others are variations of it. You know, it's just like before we had the 10 gunas. Then there's three main things. You know, that pleasantness of it, the clarity of it, and the, you know, the energetic aspect of it.
Yes.
You know, that was the, yeah. Concealed speaking and private personal address should be indicated by a hand covering the speaker's mouth. You know, it's just like I tell you something, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, that's it. Yeah.
From all these techniques can really also it can be very important because they can attract the audience.
Yes. But you can't overuse them.
Yes.
It's just like anything. It's just like I remember one top musician was mentioning about in music, is that he's going through, is you have the sti, which is the main musical tune in its form. Then you have the antara, which is the higher form of it. Then you may have, and then you're going to have those things to connect like this. But he was talking about the higher form, that the main musical presentation should be on the basis. Then all these other aspects, using the antara, using the santra, using the aboga, these higher aspects, they should just be used occasionally throughout. Like he says, if there's a 1 hour performance, they might only be used like 5 times.
Okay.
Otherwise, if you use it more, it'll get overused and it'll have no taste. You know, it's because this is the basis and then you put in this, then it becomes nice. But if the whole thing's about that, then that becomes the basis. Then what do you do for special? So these techniques, there's something that occasionally you use where it's necessary. If you can do it by the acting, then you would. But if it will enhance that, or you have to repeat something from before or something like that, or you reveal someone's mind because they don't know what he's thinking, others are doing some action, what does he think? Then you use it. So it should be at a place that's obvious that, you know, you would want to know what he's thinking. And so, you know, what's this guy think? So then he speaks. But if you wouldn't think that, you understand what's going on, why would you use it? So you don't just put it in just because you should. It may be you have a drama that it never comes up. But at the same time, it does. You know, so that's the whole point. Then nothing becomes old. You know, it's just like you use special techniques in cooking. Then if you always use those, then they're not special anymore. So you have to have your general cooking and now and again do something. Then it becomes. Does that make sense? Yeah, so that's why it's very interesting is that, let's say, you know, you have the aspect of that someone's, you know, let's say like the boy, he's at the school. And very occasionally he goes home. So at that time, the mom cooks all kinds of special things. You know, so every time he comes home, she's cooking these special things. So he thinks this is the way it is.
Yeah.
And then he's very attached. So he moves back to the house, you know, thinking. But then it goes into regular cooking. And unless there's a special occasion, there's nothing happening. So, you know, but I'm here. But no, you are coming home. That's the special occasion.
When they don't live in the group in the ashram, sometimes occasional things, the boys that stay there, they eat something nice.
Yes, yes.
And those guys hear about that. So they think that's the regular stuff.
Oh, in the school?
When they move in, then...
Then they find out, oh.
That's
I didn't think about that one also. That's cool. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons. Oh, they always have something nice at night.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because they saw those things. Yeah.
The opposite.
The opposite work. Yeah, they just did something yesterday because they haven't done for years. Like that. Because I think what happened is they were doing these things regularly, but the boys took it for granted, and so they weren't behaving properly and weren't dealing properly, you know. You know, so they just stopped it. It's been a while since they started again. That's interesting. No, they went that way also. Okay. But you understand? So in other words, it's a standard thing, and then you measure its specialness based on the standard.
Yes, yes.
This is nice, and then this is even...
Yes, yes.
Does that make sense? You know, it's just like you have the sabji, and there's a few pieces of paneer, but if it was just paneer,
yes,
it wouldn't have the same
yes,
meaning.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's the whole idea. It's how to put it, you know, it's the spicing, how much salt you put. Without salt, there's no taste, but if you put too much, you lose it. You know? Like that. So you have to have that variety. Verses 93 to 100. Repetition and suspension of words and gestures. Repetition of words. Words which are uttered due to common commotion. I guess there used to be a comma here, right? Due to commotion, calamity, yes. Anger, and intense sorrow are to be repeated. In such cases, utter words such as, ah me, alas, alas, what, don't speak anymore. And these should be repeated twice or thrice.
Yes.
Right? So that for commotion, calamity, anger, intense sorrow, that you have to repeat otherwise, because people are so focused on this that they'll constantly repeat.
Yes.
That's just the thing. You've already heard it. You understood it. You know, why did he do this? You know, like that. It's so crazy and all that. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Why would he do that? I mean, it's just insane. Nobody does that. So why would he do it? You know, then you know it's one of these.
Yes.
Now, if you just say it once, well, that's not nice. You know, then you move on, then no one will think he's seriously upset. So, suspension of representation. Distortion or incomplete words used in a play should not be represented by gestures for explaining them. Okay, so when there is suspension of representation, means it's not that you don't say it, but you show representation in hands. It just stops. Because that way you know it ended.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Because otherwise, then it's something else. It's like you're not saying, but then it comes into these, you know, the thinking to oneself, or how you say, speaking aside, or these things. So this one just means it stops.
Otherwise, it can make space for speculation.
Yes. Because you haven't said, but then you're at the same time. So what does it mean? Yes. Yeah, very good. Well, it'd be speculation.
Yes.
Observing proper psychological states. The emotional states which is proper to a superior character should not be applied to a middling one. And similarly, the emotional state which is proper to a middling character should not be applied to an inferior one.
Mm-hmm.
By means of different emotional states and sentiments which arise from movements proper to the superior, the middling, inferior characters, a play will attain attractiveness. Because then you see the difference. If everybody is exactly the same, you know, how much can you watch of that? So the main character will act in one way, the supporting characters in another, and basically your extras and that is in another. They all have to do different things. You know what I'm saying? Is that, it's just like the main character, let's say the extra. Something happens and he goes flying in the air and falls on the ground. That's what's supposed to happen. The middling character is a bit of tussle and this and that, and he ends up against the wall. Okay. The main character, this fight starts, and the other guy ends up on the ground. Then that's okay.
Yes.
But if everybody has ended up on the ground like this, then what's the difference?
Yes.
No? Yeah, so that's the... So there has to, you have to be able to see distinct flavors between... The superior, you know, the main characters are always going to act in a particular quality. Then the supporting ones are going to act in another way. Because they're the ones that talk too much and this and that and make the connections between scenes. It's just like, how much do you hear from the main people? People around them are the ones that talk, you know, a bit, but in a proper way.
Yes.
The guys that, you know, that come in and just are doing something, cleaning or fixing a window, they're the ones that talk too much.
Yes.
Does that make sense? So that's what I was saying before, is that if it's something hard class, the middling will say. Something more general, the lower class will say.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, it means that the person who are acting, they must be focused on their... situation and not taking.
Yes, and not taking, because then you'll be like that. It's just like extras, you don't get any reward for, but you see the lead actors get the rewards and the supporting actors get awards because they did their supporting act.
Yes.
But if they try to act like the main or the main act like supporting, then no one's getting anything.
Yes.
And extras, it's interesting. Extras, they don't give thing because otherwise they'll go crazy. Because they'll try to be more prominent.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, they don't give awards for stunts, even though stunts are so amazing. But if they gave award for stunts, then the worry is that people will go more and more crazy on stunts and kill themselves.
Yeah.
You know, when you're dealing with these kind of individuals, is a very, you know, it's just, they get an award for acting, they really get into it. The stunt, they'll do something that they shouldn't do.
Yeah.
So it's just not given. So that's why you only recognize the first two. And the third one, they're necessary. But you can't bring that out. You know, you can do sometimes, I call it, I think, ensemble cast. You know, the whole cast itself, you know, everybody does fabulous. There's no weak link in the whole production. And sometimes they'll give those. But otherwise, then they tend to be very careful here, because otherwise, then the extra guys that are just fill, they'll try to make themselves prominent and, you know, waving and, you know, do something stupid, you know, like that. Well, you just want them to do that. You just want them to walk through. That's all. Not look at anybody. Nothing. They just come in this door, go out that door. That's all. And, you know, they'll come in the middle, they'll do a dance. You know, so you don't want them to do that. So. That's why then there's nothing for that. No movement in the state of dreaming. In the dreaming condition, swapna ita, the emotional state should not be represented by any movements of hands. This should be explained by the representation of the sattva and through speech only. So during, when they're awake, then they can do. Does that make sense? So during the sleep, they just are asleep. Because otherwise, how do you represent what you're dreaming when you're asleep? You know, like that. So, speech and sleep. Speaking in the somnolent condition. Somnolent. That means what?
Sleepy, drowsy.
Should be preceded with a slow voice. Words in it should be sometimes distinct and sometimes indistinct. And sometimes their senses should be repeated twice. And this speaking should also depend on the recollection of the past events. So they can't do anything what's going on now because they're half asleep. You know, like that. Or if it is like that sleep, it should be slow. Or if it's, I mean, it's, in other words, they're very sleepy and somehow or another they're talking. Or maybe they're sleeping and they're talking in their sleep.
Yes, yes.
But it's not to be represented by any hand movements or this or that.
Yes, yes.
Like that. Right. Speech of the old people and children's words. Speaking of the old people should be done with a faltering voice and with dropping of the syllables now and then. And that of children should be made with lisping, kalasvara, which will leave syllables unfinished. Like that. Yeah. 116 to 229.
We can move when we become old people.
Yeah. Well, there'll be actors that are really good at that. So if they have an old person, they'll do that. So it's this and that.
Yeah.
So that's how you have the aspect of the typecast kind of thing, when you have those aspects. Because they can play those roles very well.
Yes.
But then you have those that can play anything. They're more rare.
Yes.
You know? Just like that. So generally you see people try to avoid being typecast unless it is in the lead role.
Yes.
Then they don't seem to mind. Sometimes they get worried about a particular genre, and then that's the thing. They excel in that. That's why they're in the lead role. And then when they try to do something else, it will bomb. Like that. So that's there. But you'll see some people, they can do any role in any kind of context, and they're very excellent. So that's what, but they, you know, so it's up to who can do these things, they do it. 116 to 129. General directions for actors and playwrights. Just as the garland maker makes garlands for various kinds of flowers, the drama should be produced similarly by gestures of different limbs and by sentiments and emotional states. Movements and gaits that have been prescribed by the rules for a character which has entered the stage should be maintained by the actor without rigidity until he makes an exit. Right? So it shouldn't be stiff. It should be natural. But whatever it is that he came on with and then establishes himself, he has to continue that. He can't break character. Like that. Now I have finished... Okay. Then this should drop also. Now I have finished speaking about the representation to be made through words and gestures. Things omitted here by me should be gathered from the usage of the people. You know, then you see is that, you know, how people do like that. Like if in the local area they emotionally react in a particular way, you know, like everybody says, OMG, you know, so then you have to throw that in your drama, right? You know, you know how you say the guard is there, you know, comes running. You know, comes running into Indra. Oh my God! You know, Bali Maharaj is attacking. You know, like that. You know, that kind of stuff. No. Yeah. The qualified people, the Vedas, and the spiritual faculty, Adhyatma, are known as the three authorities.
King.
Qualified people, the Vedas, and the spiritual faculty.
Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra.
Yes, are known as the three authorities, right? Not your mind.
What is the spiritual? What's the spiritual?
Shastra.
In the Vedas?
No, Guru.
Guru.
Shastra. No, Guru. No, here.
Qualified people, Sadhu.
Sadhu, yeah. Because that Sadhu second, but it's on the third here, yeah. The Sadhus. Or they're the sadhus, and the spiritual facility is the faculty, is the guru. So sadhu, shastra, guru. Okay. The drama is mostly based on objects related to the last two, the Veda and the Adhyatma. The drama, which has its origin in the Vedas and the spiritual faculty, Adhyatma, and includes proper words and meter, succeeds when it is approved of by the qualified people. Mm-hmm. Hence, the qualified people are considered to be the ultimate authority on drama. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So therefore, then we see Bharat Muni is there, but then when we see for us Rupa Goswami, and then what he has to say, that for us will be the main. Like that. Did we find another word for mimicry? A representation? Or presentation? A presentation of the exploits of gods and sages, kings, as well as of householders in this world, is called drama. When human character, with all its different emotional states, is represented with suitable gestures, it is called drama. Right? So human care, all its emotional states, is represented with the suitable gestures. If it's in the wrong, then it's not called drama. Like that. It could be the mimicry is the proper word. But, you know, somehow or another how it's used now, mimicry generally is, means you're yeah, it's derogatory. Like that. You know, it's not here, but it probably technically means that. That's the problem with at least English. I don't know about other languages, that words take on the same word that means something really good. Like I saw a quote from one king, English king. Forget what it was. Maybe when they built some big thing. I think it was an English king, but it was somebody. They had built, I think, a big temple or a big church, something very big and very. And he used three words that, in present day usage, means the thing was terrible. Right? I think terrible was one of them. You know, it means it's so great, it inspires terror, you know, and things like that. But he was complimenting that it was so well designed and executed. Well, they don't use the words like that now. They have a different usage. So that's why you have the aspect of usage, but there is the original thing.
They say terrific meaning it's good.
That's terrific. This is terrible. Terrible means, I think... It inspires, I can't remember. That's the thing. It was three words that you wouldn't use in that way. But, you know, you go back some hundreds of years, that's the way they use them. I don't know if the other languages do that so much. Yeah? Yeah.
Maharaj, you said, yes, that Drama is like a presentation of the God, Sage, King, Household. Means there is no drama on, you can say, Brahmachari Sannyasi. It's a question.
What would you do? Have you ever seen one?
No ladies involved. So.
Yes.
What would be the discussion? You know, is it time for prasad? Or, you know? You're late for book distribution. Yeah, it may not be quite as much, and then as he says, you're late. Then they focus in on the person who's late, and then the abhinaya of his face, and that is he realizes he's late and all that, and it might not go down so well. They can be part of a drama,
yes.
But you probably wouldn't have one about. So you have the god sages, because the sages many times are, you know, brahmacharis and like that. Kings as well as householders, it doesn't mean that, you know, we won't have brahmins or brahmacharis may come. They might have their role.
Yes.
Like the four kumaras come along, but you don't have a drama just about the four kumaras.
Yes.
No, yeah, you know, where do you want to go today? Well, you know, yesterday we went up to Brahmaloka, you know, hey, how about we go to, you know, like that. You know. Yeah. Thus, the events, Varta, relating to the people in all their different conditions, may be included in the play by those well-versed in the canons of drama, Natya Veda. Whatever shastras, laws, arts, and activities are connected with the human practice may be produced as drama. Mm-hmm. Right? So, therefore, the different shastric elements, the different laws that are there, the different arts, you know, and activities, how to blend that all together, you can represent that in drama, may be produced as drama. Mm-hmm. Rules regarding the feelings and activities of the world, movable as well as immovable, cannot be formulated exhaustively by the shastra. Right, the shastra gives the main principles and gives some examples and also gives some practical applications. Mm-hmm. But all the applications, like that, shastra won't be given, like that. And so, therefore, then one has to appreciate. That's why then it goes back to the qualified people.
Yes.
Right? You know? Rules regarding the feelings and activities of the world, movable as well as immovable, cannot be formulated exhaustively by the shastra. The people have different dispositions, and on their dispositions, drama rests. Hence, playwrights and producers, prayoktri, should take the people as their ultimate authority as regards the rules of the arts. Thus, they, proktri, should pay attention to the feelings, gestures, and sattvas in representing the emotional states through various characters that may appear in the drama. The men who know in this order the art of theatrical representation and applies it on the stage receive in this world the highest honor for putting into practice the theory of drama, natya tattva, as well as the art of acting, abhinaya. Mm. Right? So the theory of drama and all that and how the whole thing runs out, that's the natya tattva. Then you have to apply that, make it practical, right? So the abhideya is there, so that's the abhinaya. Abhinaya is going to be how you represent it, right? The various ways, you know, so how the stances that are there, the movements that are there, the facial expressions, costumes, the props, everything like that. That's all the different, you know, and then the special abhinaya where it's specifically for that emotion. So those will all be represented. That makes up drama. Okay. These are being known as the modes of representation dependent on words, costumes, makeup, and gestures. An expert in dramatic production should adopt these for success in his undertaking. You adopt these, you'll be successful. Like we said, they're coming up, and things that are always there that we see, you'll see certain things use that, and then they're very successful. Mm-hmm. Then people use it too much because they were successful, then it stops, and then it comes up again, it's still successful.
Yes.
Like that. So that's because these are the methods.
Yes.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.